This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about second, third, and fourth segment coming up is, 1 month ago I had shared with my radio listeners that you can mark my words, for those that listen to us day after day, week after week, I said 1 month ago that you can mark my words, they're going to attempt to put Oprah Winfrey in the People's White House. And what's the hot talk a month later, friends? As I said, folks, Oprah Winfrey is delusional. Folks, in every sense of the word, she is delusional about racism, white and black, and they are obsessed with it. What you see with Barack Hussein Obama and his divisiveness, it's exactly what you're going to see from this woman, because it's exactly what you have seen from her. We're going to be talking about that second, third, and fourth segment. Right now we have Sons of Liberty Media. .com, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown with us, speaking on Bundy's attorney who argued for client's release faces disbarment hearing, law-violating prosecutor in Bundy Ranch case keeps his job. Tim, what's going on?
Well, the good news is that Judge Navarro has given her ruling today, and she has dismissed the case against Cliven Bundy and his two sons, and then Ryan Payne with prejudice. So they will not be retried, and this is a pretty big blow. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if many of these guys who had made plea bargains because they felt like they were being pushed into a situation where they were going to spend the rest of their life in jail, and they did, and they were dealing with a crooked government, which they were, and Judge Navarro has pointed that out, and she was a part of it in the beginning. She knew it, but again, it seems that her back was against the wall, and she didn't have anywhere else to go, so she decided to throw the prosecution under the bus, which they should have been. But she did dismiss the charges against him, so they will not be facing another trial unless Meyer and his office decide they want to go for it again. Of course, he was demoted after the DOJ looked into what was going on when she declared a mistrial back in December. But he's still on the job. There's a new guy coming in from Texas to take over there in Nevada. The thing is that nobody has taken that guy away in handcuffs. Nobody has charged him with a crime. And the judge has found that it was willful, his Brady violations, and they're numerous. And he kept back exculpatory evidence, and this will lead to what you asked about the other article. He kept back exculpatory evidence, which is evidence that would be beneficial to the defense, evidence such as records about the surveillance at Bundy Ranch, the maps about government surveillance, records about the presence of government snipers, which I wrote about earlier, the SPLC, Richard Cohen, and also J.J. McNabb from Forbes. Both of them were just lying to Congress, saying that Bundy gave false statements about government snipers, and now we know they were there days ahead of the time of the impoundment. They were there for at least 4 days. And that came out in the court proceedings as well. The FBI logs about the activity, all that stuff was withheld, and Stephen Myrie tried to say, oh, we didn't know it, but Stephen Myrie has a history of violating the law, as we've documented before in a case before with Brady violations. So, you know, this comes down to the article that I wrote the other day about another Bundy attorney, the one Marcus Mumford up in, who defended the Bundys up there in Oregon at the I forget how you pronounce that word, the wildlife refuge protest that they made, of which they all were acquitted. He, after they were acquitted, you know, he was pointing out that, okay, why are they not free to go, even though they were going to be tried in Nevada, and they were held for some 2 or 3 weeks before they were even transferred. He was just holding up the papers showing the documentation of what he was arguing, and Judge Anna Brown said that he was issuing a threat. And so she had federal marshals come in and tase him and tackle him in the courtroom and charge him with a crime. And then it was later that he filed an 11-page memo in which he was challenging the court over the issue. They were trying to bring all kinds of charges against him and even more criminal action as well. And what he wrote was, in these matters, I don't necessarily intend to argue in each instance that I was right and the court was wrong. As Judge Brown pointed out, there were several instances over the course of the trial where we likely just misunderstood each other. Now, misunderstanding each other is not threats. It's not acting out of order. It's just a misunderstanding, and usually you use communication to solve that problem. However, there was a judge, John C. Kaufner, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who agreed to request by federal prosecutors to drop the criminal charges after Mumford's lawyer asked for communications between the marshals. And why was that? Because Mumford's legal assistant and other defense lawyers said the federal marshals in the courtroom were antagonistic towards him. Mm-hmm. So these people don't act according to law; they're acting according to their emotions. And this is partly where we get the issue with Stephen Myrie. As a matter of fact, I've not heard anything, but Mumford's hearing was also scheduled for this morning at 10 a.m. Of course, that's going to be on Pacific Coast time, so that's already taken place. Now, I haven't seen any news or anything out of that yet, but they're trying to have him disbarred over this issue as well. But Stephen Myrie, he just gets a little bit downplayed. He gets to stay in the same office to continue perpetrating the same crimes he's been committing against American citizens, whether they're guilty or whether the citizens are guilty or innocent or not. He's the one promoting perpetrating crimes, and that's what people need to understand, that Stephen Myrie needs to be arrested and charged with crimes himself.
That's exactly right, and it's interesting because just last week I was spending time on Waco, Texas, and pulling the curtain back and Ruby Ridge and pulling the curtain back and Oklahoma City bombing and pulling the curtain back. In every given scenario, even Columbine, there was cover-up. And it's interesting, when the American people begin to push forward and pull the curtain back, this is what they find. And what it reminds me of, Tim, we have 2 minutes on this segment, what it reminds me of is medieval times, the people would just sit there and subject themselves to the lawlessness of the king as if it wasn't their place to right the wrongs. And it's exactly what you see the American people doing today. Absolutely nothing, as if to suggest that they have every right in the world to act out in a demigod fashion as if they're above the law. Tim Brown, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. As promised, we're going to be talking about 1 month ago, folks. Literally 1 month ago, I shared on my radio program that you can mark my words, they're going to attempt to put Oprah Winfrey in the People's White House. And guess what the hot news is today? Folks, before we get to it, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1. Double E on my Twitter account. And you can also jump over to our Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean YouTube page. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Friends, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Read John 14:6. Folks, Oprah Winfrey. Interesting, isn't it? Again, it was 1 month ago that I shared on the radio program that you can mark my words, they will attempt to put Oprah Winfrey in the People's White House. And guess what? Here we are. Guess what they're talking about, friends? Groomed as she has been over the decades of the past, she's had to have been placed there for some reason, just like any other individual that's placed into such a high position in American government. First of all, not giving power to the enemy, but the people know who the enemies are, and the people in this country do nothing about the enemy because they magnify the crime rather than the law against the crime to deter this and to prevent this sort of thing from happening. In so many different aspects, friends. In so many different aspects. Yes, she's been groomed, folks. No question about it. If it's not in an aisle at a grocery store, it's almost humorous, friends. You see Oprah Winfrey's magazine, and guess who's on the front cover of it every time it comes out? Well, it's an issue of her new magazine with herself on it, issue after issue. I mean, wow, folks. Can anybody say self-gloating? Hey, take heed that you stand lest you fall, ma'am. And then we have her television show, which we, well, younger folks grew up on. And guess what now, friends? She is a correspondent. She's an anchor for now 60 Minutes. And again, if it's not TV, then it's even been the movies. And now she's receiving awards through her movies. And this is just like, okay, well, Bradley, she's just successful. Wait a second. She's just successful. What is she successful at? Because what I noticed over and over and over again, and I still notice on a daily basis, when anybody goes against the flow, they're ostracized. They're demonized. They're called out to be some lunatic because they're not going along to get along, which tells me in Scripture when Satan approached Jesus and said, if you just bow down unto me, I'll give all of this to you. It's mine to give. And you see it over and over and over again. You know what you're seeing now at the grocery store aisles as you walk out? I just seen it this morning. Joel Osteen. Folks, that doesn't happen by accident. I mean, that guy is heretical. He's a heretic. He's a crossless preacher. He's a motivational speaker. He is not a preacher of the Word of God in any sense of the word. But see, as long as it goes along with the flow of the world will promote its own. And that's exactly what they do. And I want to counter that with Scripture and put it into perspective in God's eyes. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And I also want to bring you over to Luke 6:38 real quick, because the Bible tells us, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did the fathers of the false prophets. And see, we see it's a spirit of the world. It's a spirit that says peace, peace. And anybody that counters that peace, then we must get rid of it because it doesn't fit what we want to push. It doesn't fit our narrative in so many different ways. You know, interestingly enough, I was telling you during the first segment real quick that you're going to get the same thing with Oprah Winfrey as you did with Barack Hussein Obama in so many different ways. Oprah Winfrey, friends, in a snapshot, is delusional. I mean, she is just delusional, friends, about racism, which, by the way, again, reiterating the point, racism was interjected into our language by none other than Leon Trotsky, a radical under Joseph Stalin, who came up with the idea to browbeat anybody that would speak out against them or that wouldn't bow unto them. In other words, browbeat dissenters. Okay? Again, Oprah Winfrey, delusional. It's about racism, white and black. I mean, the tenants of the lawless think tank. A correspondent for the BBC asked her if she felt that racism was the reason some Americans opposed Obama back then and his policies. Oprah, the one person responsible more than any other for Obama being president, of course, she said. Now, doesn't that kind of counter, folks, due to the fact that 18 to 33, 68% of that vote went to Barack Hussein Obama, wasn't it an exhibition on the behalf of the people of this country that racism was a thing of the past, if there was such thing? Wasn't it more of a high five to all those people that voted in favor of Barack Hussein Obama rather than a racist act by putting him into the people's White House? I mean, just think about that. Instead of praising the people in this country for saying, you know what, we are now colorblind. Acts 17:26 tells us all nations are one blood. Matter of fact, folks, I'm all over the country all over the time. Literally, I am. If I'm not on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. If I'm not on the West Coast, I'm down South. If I'm not down South, I'm up North. And I'm not seeing what the media continuously wants to push. We'll talk more about that in just a couple of moments. But remember when Barack Hussein Obama was in office, Oprah said that if anybody opposes his policies in so many words, he's got to be a racist. But the fact of the matter is we're ruled by law, not color. And I want to interject this thought too. Black power is as dangerous as white power. How ridiculous. Do you see little kids fighting over what color people are? Do you see animals fighting over what color people, what the color of people's skin is? Absolutely not. It's taught, is what it comes down to. It's taught. But for Oprah Winfrey to have the audacity to stand up against the American people during the first cycle, mind you, by putting Barack Hussein Obama into office and then blaming them as racist if they disagreed with his policies is a slap in the face in so many different ways. We're ruled by law, America. And Barack Hussein Obama is a criminal. Everything about that man is a criminal. He's a foreign plant, is what he is. He has been attacked. Hey, folks, I'm not saying it. He's the one that transgressed the Constitution over 1,186 times, I believe it is. That means he gave you the finger 1,186 times. And if you don't let him go on in his lawlessness, then you're a racist, said Oprah Winfrey. You better back up. Lady, you better take about 10 steps back and think about what you're saying. But America, I'm telling you, you're going to get more of this and more of this and more of this from this lady. She needs to be harnessed in. She has no business being in anybody's house. She has no business anywhere at any time ruling over any people in any sense of the word. To suggest that anybody that opposed Barack Hussein Obama for his lawlessness was a racist, that's offensive, America, and it offends me greatly. She said much more than that. Specifically, she said this when asked if the problem of racism in America has been solved. Oprah Winfrey said, of course the problem of racism is not solved. As long as there are people who still, there's a whole generation, she said, I say this, you know, I said this, you know, for apartheid in South Africa. I said this for my own, you know, for my own community in the South. There are still generations of people, older people who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die, she said. Just think about that. Just think about that. And Oprah Winfrey is such a person for her people, namely the black folks down south that she claims to be the leader of, the spokesperson for. Did she oppose Barack Hussein Obama for his advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb over 242 times, which was aimed and zeroed in on the blacks and the Hispanics? Absolutely not, America. See, what we need to do is we need to think about her hypocrisy and pull her out and call her out for who she really is. Folks, she's got a problem with anybody that doesn't agree with lawlessness. And regardless of what color we can see from the past and the present, it doesn't matter. We'll just make them white people, the bad people, if need be, say at the likes of Barack and Oprah.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Whoa, nice. Thank you, guys. Have us as number one on GCN right now at 89 radio stations. We totally appreciate your listenership. I'm impressed, and I'm very humbled, by the way. We are talking about Oprah Winfrey is delusional about racism, white and black. And I just gave you a quote, friends. Oprah Winfrey wants to be the voice for her people. Now, keep in mind, her people, apparently, as to what we're reading from her quotes, her people are those of color. And I want to tell you something, that's the wrong road to go down, because, again, black power is as dangerous as white power. It is. And, again, we're not ruled by color, we're ruled by law. And we're created equal, according to the Declaration of Independence, under God, period. Okay? In saying that, Oprah Winfrey said, of course, the problem of racism is not solved as long as there are people who are still. There's a whole generation, she said. This is how she said it, all broken up like this. I say this, you know, I said this, you know, for apartheid, South Africa. I said this for my own, you know, for my own community in the South. There are still generations of people, older people who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die. Okay? See, now most people stop right there and they say, well, that's not exactly what she was saying. Wait a second, let's finish it. Let's keep it into context. In one quick, thoughtless breath, Oprah added another tenet to her thought process. Not only are all racists white, but they also need to just die, every last one of them. Now, this is craziness, friends. To say the least, this is craziness. You know what this all reminds me of? Do you guys all remember? Here, just hold up with me, because it really does. And this is the first thing I began to think of, was none other than Colin Kaepernick, who was probably raised and fed, while he was raised up, he was probably fed on Oprah Winfrey's television show in her confusion. Let's go back to Colin Kaepernick again. You know, the oppressed ones? He's the guy that wouldn't stand up here. The controversy started when Kaepernick, who rejected reality while giving over to the propaganda, he refused to stand for the national anthem during a preseason game, protesting racism while supporting Black Lives Matters, all five of their followers nationwide, by the way. P.S. Colin was adopted by white parents. I just wanted to tell you that. That's how oppressed he is. But he was telling the NFL.com, he said, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." I mean, folks, you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Barack Hussein Obama, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. Now we got Colin Kaepernick. Webster's 1828, oppressed defined as burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened, depressed. So I asked Colin, oppressed? Really? Are we talking about the same folks here, man? Really, Colin, oppressed? I mean, Colin's life proves the opposite while signing a $114 million contract with the NFL. And apparently, Colin has failed to remember that those he calls oppressed do live in America, where they became what they worked for and what they worked to become, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. You know, if you don't work, you don't eat, right? That should be inscripted above the welfare department in every city in the United States of America. Furthermore, friends, it's totally unconstitutional to steal from a working class and give to a people that don't work. But going on, furthermore, he should know that no one gets to the top of the mountain because they were dropped there, right? That works for anybody that succeeds in what they do. They worked hard at it. Again, it's because it's what they worked hard to get. As a matter of fact, let's take a quick look at others that are oppressed and as are oppressed as Colin. The National Football League has 68% black folks. 68% of them. And by the way, oh, this is just crazy. You know all those folks that weren't standing up for the national anthem? I actually just got a post this morning, and it just happened to be all those oppressed folks that are in the NFL, all 68% of them. Did you know that the ones that weren't standing up for the national anthem, every one of them has a criminal record? I just wanted to share that with you. Every one of them has a criminal record, America. Okay. So the National Football League has 68% black, 0.7% are Latinos, 1.1% are Asian, and 28% of those in the NFL are white. And the numbers aren't jiving here, Brother Colin. They just ain't jiving. Oppressed? I mean, you act like you're the tail and someone else is the head, when in fact the opposite is true. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. It has 74.4% of those oppressed black folks. I just wanted to share that with you. 23.3% are white, 1.8% are Latinos, and 0.2% are Asian players in the National Basketball Association. Oppressed? Dude, who do you think you're talking to? Who do you think you're kidding? You know, furthermore, let me ask you, who's keeping the race card on the table? Barack Hussein Obama, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Colin Kaepernick, and these other oppressed folks across the country. And Colin even went on to say, "To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way." He said, "There are bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder." Now, there's truth in that, but I want to give you statistics, okay, friends? I'm not for crime in any sense of the word. And if someone that has a badge on is committing a lawless act, he must be held according to that law. I don't care what color he is. The fact of the matter is Barack, Oprah, Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Colin Kaepernick are making it an issue of color. Okay? So let's go there and answer. Let's be objective about their own hypocrisies. Blacks killed by whites is 2%. According to the United States crime statistics in San Francisco, blacks killed by police is 1%. Whites killed by police is 3%. Whites killed by blacks is 81%. Blacks killed by blacks is 97%. So if they want to begin to take responsibility, these that I've named over and over and over again during this radio show, maybe they look to themselves to get the issue straightened out. Taking it a step further, during a press conference, and this is what it comes to, friends. This is the core of what their feet are established upon concerning what they would call their principles. During a press conference where other useful idiots were, the media, they were eager to make him a fellow propagandist. And, of course, this is Colin Kaepernick. And Colin added insult to injury, listen carefully, by wearing a shirt which had a photograph of the 1960 meeting from Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X, which reads, "Like minds think alike." Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I do need to bring this into the equation. Keep in mind, Colin Kaepernick just converted to Islam probably about a year and a half ago. So it can tell you why he's so confused. The guy does it. Now, folks, when his head gets done spinning, I hope it's sent forward. I really do. But it gets to the point, folks, where you just can't make up the stupidity of what we're seeing out here. And speaking of which, let's go back just another step in time, friends. The modern day racists and provocateurs. Do you remember from the offset of police officer Darren Wilson who shot and killed thug Michael Brown? Remember how they tried to censor the video of Michael Brown bullying people in a local store? Do you remember how they tried to censor eyewitnesses that saw Michael Brown charge Darren Wilson, that police officer who shot and killed him? See, folks, we can see that, again, the state-controlled media is resurrecting the issue of racism, and as usual, not too far behind are the modern-day self-proclaimed civil rights leaders. Now, this is nothing, folks, compared to what it was in the 60s, and I'm about ready to show you that. Do you remember Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Well, guess what's been lost in the mix in the modern day, racists and provocateurs, friends? The content of their character. Because I know for me in my house, I had nothing to do with what took place down south or any other racial issues that there may have been. And furthermore, I have never had an issue with a black guy or Hispanic. I don't care if you're purple or velvet color. Folks, I don't care. I just don't care what color you are. And my kids don't care what color you are. My wife don't care what color you are. Because it's an issue of the content of your character, because that's what the Lord zeroes it in on. Period. End of story. When I think of the modern day racist and provocateur, and after listening to their divisive rhetoric, only using the old tactic of, again, divide and conquer America, Mark 3:25, I couldn't help but notice a stark contrast that these wannabe modern-day civil rights leaders are from the original creed of the civil rights movement back in the 60s, led by Martin King. By the way, his name was Michael King. They call him Martin Luther King. That was his surname, Jr., right? I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to take you down the 60s road to show you the difference between what it was like then, what the objective was, compared to what you see in the present. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We are talking about the modern-day racists and provocateurs. We started out talking about how they're going to try to push none other than Oprah Winfrey. She has groomed others in believing she's all that in a bag of chips. Hey, folks, we again need to stick to scripture here, because when we begin to look at scripture, the flow is just too easy. And too many people are going that direction that we have to stand up and go against the flow. Because the last thing we want to do is have anything to do with another Barack Hussein Obama in this country, because we see it through Oprah Winfrey. She likes to play the race card. And it's only a tool to divide and conquer, friends. And it's just absolutely hypocritical at every turn, as is she a hypocrite. She's a pretender to be one thing when in fact she's the exact opposite. But she has opened up her mouth so we can understand who she is, and she has stumbled over her words, but she's also told you exactly where she stands. And the fact of the matter is, we're exposing the likes of the modern day racists and provocateurs: Oprah Winfrey, Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson. friends. And what I want to do is I want to take it down a notch, another level. And I want to rewind just a little bit. And I want to go back to the 1960s when it was led by Martin Luther King Jr. And I want you to put it into contrast as to what you see today, okay? Martin Luther King, again, was a molder of consensus to guarantee equal rights under the law, period. Okay? For all men who were endowed by their creator, as the Declaration of Independence rightly states. Also keep in mind, I know many people like to go back to Martin Luther King and call him a civil rights leader. Well, when folks, he was basically leveled, or should I say labeled with that word, as a civil rights leader, or that label as some sort of a leader, he always kept going back to, he kept resorting back to the fact that he was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So keep in mind, the media again gave him that label, okay? So let's take it back to the 1960s. Every participant in the civil rights marches were required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. You know what? Maybe I should do this secondarily to the modern day. Here, let's do that, okay? We got 8 minutes to do so. The self-made civil rights leaders of today, such as Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, have left off their Bibles and their morals, and they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach. Nobody takes them serious. So let me contrast again the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge. So let's take it with the modern version of the pledge, and then we'll contrast it with the original pledge. Okay, here we go. Number one, this is the modern version of the modern-day racists and provocateurs, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Number one, meditate on what the media says and anything but the teachings of Jesus Christ. Okay. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Okay. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. This is the self-made civil rights leaders and their modern day pledge. Okay. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Play the race card as you're enslaved through your ignorance, Hosea 4:6. Number five, sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Hello. Hello. As a matter of fact, if that wasn't the truth of the matter, isn't it interesting? Every time there's riots, Watts riots, going back to the 60s, to that in Missouri, California riots back in the 90s. Isn't it interesting how you see all these people that are decrying victim status and they want their rights? Isn't it interesting how you see them looting? Boy, that's amazing how that works. Sacrifice the need of others. Gain is the goal. Exactly. Number six, send threats to those with whom you disagree. We see that all the time. And then we find out it's self-inflicted in many cases. They're accusing others of the crimes that they themselves have committed and are committing. Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if you have to. Is this what you see? Of course you do. Folks, does anybody take Al Sharpton serious? No. He's an enemy of his own people. He's an enemy to himself and his country. He's an embarrassment. And so is Jesse Jackson. Number eight, use fear in force. Yep, Black Lives Matters. Number nine, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. That's exactly right. Talking about the modern day pledge of the modern day racists and provocateurs. Use fear and force. Number nine is strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. And number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful administration. And who will be the fuel to that fire? Well, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Colin Kaepernick, Oprah Winfrey, and others, friends. They're all out there playing the race card to their own demise. Now, let's go to the 60s pledge that you had to sign before you could be a part of their civil rights marches. You had to sign the pledge, okay? So in contrast to the modern-day pledge and the modern-day racists and provocateurs, let's take it back to none other than Martin Luther King in the 60s. Okay? Number one, meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. That was the number one prerequisite if you wanted to be a participant in the civil rights marches back in the 60s. Meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Okay. Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. He was looking for that redemptive power, and Martin Luther King Jr. understood redemptive power. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love and charity, for God is love. We love him because he first loved us, it tells us in the book of 1 John. And the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost has been given unto us. Romans 5:5. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. Wow. This is in complete, stark contrast to that of the modern day racists and provocateurs. No doubt. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Man, that sounds like scripture to me. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. And number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. In other words, preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. And number nine, strive to be good spiritual and in bodily health. And number 10, follow the direction of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. His name is Jesus Christ. And who was the physical leader of that movement? None other than Michael King himself, Martin Luther King Jr. And by the way, he was picked to be there. Okay? He wasn't he didn't self-appoint himself to that position. Again, let's keep that in mind. Mariah Woodworth Edner that rightly said, those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there are called of God. That's exactly right. And that's a real call, too, by the way. How is it that we've fallen so far from our principles in this country that now it's a black-white issue? I am so sick of it. And guess what? It's all water under the bridge. I don't see it across the country. I'm not saying it's not in pockets, in different pockets in the country. I'm just saying it's interesting how the media will continuously give voice to something that is a thing of the past. There is not a leg that one of them can stand on concerning racism. Again, keep in mind where that word came from. It's to browbeat dissenters, okay? From a communist. He was the military leader, Leon Trotsky, under the murderer, Joseph Stalin. That's where that word came from. But these people have not a leg to stand on concerning how they're so oppressed, how they're somehow victims. You know, America, can I say that when I was a kid, on a personal note, I was a welfare kid. And every once in a while, I'll go through Minneapolis, the Minneapolis area, where there's welfare districts. And it's interesting how the city will take money from those that work and give them brand new buildings and brand new condos and brand new townhomes. And you just give it 10 to 15 years, they'll be destroyed all over again. It's interesting how when you don't have to work for something, how easily you can just let it go. And P.S., I want to let you know that the government's not doing you a favor if you're one of those people. I was one of those people, and I got out of it because I didn't want to be there anymore. But I want to tell you something, friends. These modern-day racists and provocateurs don't have a leg to stand on. And concerning Oprah Winfrey, keep in mind, friends, she loves to play that race card. And she's simply a pawn in the hand of those that control her.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.